Today's Karlstad takes shape. New parts of the city from the 1960s. The 1960s were a very expansive period in Karlstad's history, and several new quarters of the city were developed in this period, including Gruvlickan, Voxnes, Orholmen, Rud, Lorenzberg, and Norrkroppskär. During this period, housing estates were planned that had their own centres. Part of the aim was that housewives, children, and pensioners could spend most of their daily life in their local neighbourhoods. New parts of the city from the 1970s. Karlstad continued to grow in the 1970s, with the development of Henstad, Hultsberg, Stockfallet, Kronoparken, Stordene, and much of Skåre. There had been an acute shortage of housing since the Second World War. In 1964, the Swedish Parliament decided that 1 million homes would be built in Sweden by 1974. These buildings included detached houses, terraced houses, and apartment buildings. Mortgages subsidized by the state were offered for most of the homes built in the 1970s. Following the major expansion of the Million Homes program, the tempo of construction eased off. During the 1980s and 1990s, homes were built in Stordene, Södertorpet, Kronoparken, Alster and Skattkärr. Since the start of the millennium, new homes have been built in Södra Råtorp, Sakristalsudden, Kartberget, Vågmästaren, Norra Stockfallet and Granhult. Municipal mergers. As the Swedish welfare system developed after the Second World War, larger municipalities than those originally formed in 1863 were deemed necessary. Many of the older municipalities only had a few hundred inhabitants, and this figure was not nearly large enough for the extensive activities envisioned in the new welfare programs. Despite a merger reform in 1952, it soon became clear that further changes were required. In Karlstad, this meant a merger with Östra Fågelvik in 1967, and then further mergers in 1971 with Norr, Grava, Väse, and Nyed. These reforms resulted in the current Karlstad municipality. Karlstad gains its playful logo. When Lasse Sandberg, an illustrator of children's books, arrived in Karlstad in the 1950s, he started drawing happy suns to reflect what he saw as the sunny disposition of local people. One of these suns became the symbol of Karlstad municipality in the year 1989. Karlstad becomes a university city. Karlstad University was founded in 1999, but the educational link goes back much further to the emergence of an institution for teacher training in the mid-1800s. In 1967, Karlstad gained a university filial, and in 1977, a university college was formed.